Nick Hart from Backstreet Boys.
Shout out to Boy Band Break.
It's Christian Patrick here. Shout out to your podcast, Boy Band Break.
Hey everybody, this is Howie D, and I'm listening to Boy Band Break.
Hi, Ashley Parker Angel here. Huge shout out to the Boy Band Break podcast.
This is Brad from LFO, and you are listening to Boy Band Break.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacob.
It's Dan.
What's up? It's Trevor.
And it's Eric Michael, and it's time for Boy Band Break, baby. Let's go!
Welcome back to Boy Band Break. We encourage you to take a break from your day and join us in some boy band conversation. As always, I'm Shinzia.
I'm Sophia.
Lydia, aka Mama Lou, is off this week, but that's okay because we have lots to talk about. First off, yes. I was like, do we have lots to talk about? I don't really know, but...
We do. We're going to talk a lot of things, so don't you worry. I have faith in us.
Yes, and we should remember...
And I'm wearing the shirt... of the Backstreet Boys, because it goes in well with what we're talking about today, as it was last week.
Yes. So when you're listening to this, if it comes out, if you're listening to it on the day it comes out, if you are very excited about this, this is coming out on April 21st, which is the day after April 20th. So why is 420 such an important day? Yes, for the weed smokers of the world, it's important for them as well. But that's not in the boy band community. That is not what it is important for. What it is important for is because this is the anniversary of the Backstreet Boys.
And how many years have they been together?
So as of this year, as of 2024, they've been together for 31 years.
31 years. Happy anniversary, Backstreet Boys.
Yes. So they got to, yes. So there you go. That's pretty exciting.
They got together April 20th, 1993. Who would have thunk back then when you chose your boy band that you would still be with them today?
And still going strong. And a bunch of people today are hanging out with them in Mexico and having a grand old time. So yes. Yeah, so hope you're all having fun over there and meeting new friends and having a great time. Yes. And so there you go.
So we're going to talk about our memories because over 31 years, I've been a fan since 1996, which is when Get Down music video came out on Much Music. I was at my friend's house and we usually watch music videos. And as soon as I watched Get Down music video, I was hooked. I was like, yeah, that's my band. And at that time, I chose AJ and Brian as my favorites. And then when I saw I'll Never Break Your Heart and they were like, they wore the same sweaters. I'm like, okay, these are my two boy band members. I love them. And then obviously, as the time went on,
when you got older,
you appreciate everyone, what everyone brought to the table.
Plays a part.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
But yes.
Yes, so I cannot recall the first, it was probably Get Down. What other songs came out around that time?
We've Got It Going On.
Maybe it was.
But I didn't know about We've Got It Going On until after Get Down. So I listened to Get Down and then I was like, oh, We've Got It Going On was on before that. And then we learned about like, oh, they did come to the U.S. first, but
nobody cared.
Because it was like grunge and rock and all that at that time.
Yes. So the Backstreet Boys.
But also the Spice Girls helped that as well, because I also loved the Spice Girls at that time.
So we would watch YTV's Hit List in Canada or Much Music, and that's where we get our music video fixes from. I never really started listening to music till I was in high school, which was, I guess, 96, 97-ish. And then, so that's where I kind of saw them, loved them, thought they were great. NSYNC came out, publicly declared myself an NSYNC fan, but also really still like the Backstreet Boys the whole time. I like them both. So a lot of good stuff there.
I also declared myself an NSYNC fan as well. When I saw the music video, I think it was... It's Tearing Up My Heart. I think it's that one.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I was like, Justin is my favorite one. There you go. Obviously, as the time went on, I chose another one.
So Chris has always been my favorite NSYNC member, but we're not talking about NSYNC today. We're talking about Backstreet Boys. And Nick was always my favorite. So I liked Nick. I liked AJ's like bad boy tattoo type persona. I liked Howie as the underdog. And I feel that like over the years, especially like the first few years when we started actually like meeting the Backstreet Boys, like Howie was the first Backstreet Boy I met. At the Dero Lupus Foundation was doing an event, and they did a thing in Toronto where they did like a dinner boat cruise, and we got to hang out with Howie. So I feel like, honestly, I feel like a lot of my who is my favorite is who I see the most. And Howie and Nick definitely came to Canada a lot and would do a lot of things. So that's why I was just like, okay, those are my two favorites. So,
and then as time went on, Nick became my favorite because I had more experiences with him.
Sophia was a big AJ
Bryan. But I still love the other ones, obviously. Yes. But
right, I feel like
finally, you know, he got me finally, right? It only took like 25 years. But
when you spend more time with one member, you feel like you tend to like that person more, right? I don't know if
that's and I feel like Kevin Richardson has also reached the top as well. That's why I'm like, I love them all now. You know, you're just like, whatever. Because you got like the eye contact and like, I don't know, he's very sweet online. He like likes things.
Gets you in the moment, yes.
You know, it's just really beautiful. And then their voices, you know, the music is the reason why you're there. That's why you started. You continue to be a fan of the music, obviously.
And I do feel that a lot of the boy bands or vocal harmony groups or whatever you want to call them, some of them have more standout members that have more like these two are always this guy or these two are always going to be like the head. Everybody else kind of harmony. I don't think the Backstreet Boys have that. I feel like they have a very good mix of all their voices and it blends well and they take turns being the leads and things like that. So I feel like it's a good.
I feel like it's definitely helped over the years that they all have equal parts now, because back in the day it was more, I would say, AJ, Nick, Brian.
Yes.
And then Kevin and Howie got parts after a while. Like when Kevin left the group, Howie got his part. So he was
one of my favorite parts of the first Backstreet Boys cruise, which was the 2010 cruise. And Howie, they're like, hey, how is it different? Because
The Q&A, right? There was a Q&A
during the Q&A and during the hiatus and the Q&A, they're like, oh, what's like, you know, what's different now that Kevin is not with the group? And then Howie's just like, I get to sing now. And we're just like, oh, Howie, you know, it's really funny, but it's true. And when we were watching the documentary, Howie was actually supposed to be like the lead. And then it just kind of got shifted around. So
That was great to see about the show and what you made of documentary, because like we knew certain things, but like they showed us more in that documentary.
Definitely did, for sure.
So this is what this episode's about.
This episode is us
31 years of Backstreet Boys. We're gonna share our memories of those times. We're just gonna go on tangents, what we remember, because it's been a long time.
It's been a long time. So
we're going to share pictures. We're going to show some memorabilia that we have. So strap in, buckle in. We're going on a ride.
It's going to be a fun ADHD ride of going randomly through the years. And it's just going to be
exactly. I tell everyone is excited.
I said to Sophia, I was just like, are we going to have enough to talk about? And she reminded me that we did a live once in which we talked about the new BTS McDonald's dipping sauces, and there was two of them for an hour. So I wrote down the time we started. We're going to try to keep this episode to an hour. I'm sure we can have multiple episodes in the future of other memories, but this is just the randomness that we want to start. So Soph, did you want to start with the book, or what did you want to do?
Oh, yes. So back in the day, 97, the Backstreet Boys came out with an official book.
And there's also a picture
and,
on Instagram.
Their photographer's name was Andre Slag, I want to say. And I just want to read in the first part, because he talks about it. So he said, when I met the Backstreet Boys, it was relatively early in their career, in late 1995, doing a magazine shoot. Oh, I did have it there. Okay. I then worked with them several more times throughout 1996. By 1997, the boys had become so successful and the demand for photos of them so great from the media all over the world, they needed their own official photographer.
That's pretty cool.
Makes sense?
Yeah, for sure.
So in early 1997, I joined the BSV European tour, and I'm still with the boys today. I don't think that he's
still with the boys today. Currently,
I think he meant like a couple
at
years
the time after of the book. What year was did this book come out?
I want to say 97.
Okay. No, it can't be 97 because he was talking about.
Oh, 97. Sorry. It says copyright at 2000 by Andre Selak. So 2000.
Okay. So he was with them for at least 3 years.
Yeah.
The last 10 or so years.
I would say probably till 2000, 2001, maybe.
Yes. And currently it's Justin. I cannot remember Justin's last name.
Guru, you mean?
What is Justin's last name? Our photographer. The photographer now is Justin.
I forgot his name too, but yes. Justin G something. Oh my God.
I don't think it's Justin G.
Doesn't you can matter. Also look it up.
Anyways,
on
I can look it up while you continue to read and I will look up.
We've traveled the world together from Europe to Asia, from South America to Canada and the United States. I have been documenting their career in photographs. Kevin, Howie, Nick, Brian, and AJ have been gracious enough to let me tag along even in their downtime. I've been able to capture special moments behind the scenes and out of the spotlight because the boys let me into their inner circle. Now we're happy to open that circle to you, the fans, with this one and only official book. Some pictures may seem familiar, but most will be brand new. In their private moments and their public appearances, here are the Backstreet Boys, along with personal stories in their own words. We hope you truly enjoy this book because we created it for you. Andre Selak.
Very nice.
My apologies if I'm butchering the name.
Just so you know, the current photographer goes by Shags. It's Justin Segura.
Segura, yes. Okay.
Yes. I don't know how many years he's been with the boys, but it's definitely been a while.
I want to say when I first went to meet them in 2009 on the Unbreakable tour, I want to say he's been there ever since. Like the first day in Toronto, I feel like he's been there.
All right. So we don't know when Andre and Justin, I don't know if there was a guy in between. Let us know if you know. But anyways, basically.
But I feel like Justin's been there since like Unbreakable.
He's been there since, quite a bit of time. Because he was with Wonderful Union, right?
But that's when I met him and the other guy, Matt, Eddie, and Justin. Those were the three guys. Yes. That's when I met them.
All right. So any more? Do you want to read anything else from the book?
Yeah. So that's all for now. So then if you want to click the pictures, there's lots of pictures there and it like shows everything the other way. Yeah.
So here's them in their
them in London.
White and black jackets.
And then there's like a funny one where how many Backstreet Boys can fit in a
cell booth. Classic. The red phone booth. For sure.
And then that's pretty funny. And they were standing in front of Big Ben. They're like in Japan.
With Nick, the classic curtain hairstyle. Very nice. Very nice.
I did not like that one.
There's putting chopsticks in Brian's hair.
Because I guess when you're bored, you just do fun things like this.
The caption says, "We were trying to be Beavis and Butthead. Nick messing with my hair. I didn't really care for the food, so we amused ourselves with other things. Chopsticks. Look, haha. It seemed funny back then."
You know, as one does, right? In the moment, it seems funny, but now as you're getting older, you're like, what are we doing
with your buddies? Yeah. Here's them at the European MTV Music Awards. There's a shirtless Kevin.
Ooh, la la.
This is them in Montreal, Canada.
Yes.
Because
Canada was one of the first to love them.
Yes, so there's them during the intro. They change outfit 4 times in this particular show. So
I posted these on Instagram last year because it was a 30th anniversary. I thought it would be a nice thing to see again.
So that's Soph D. Loves
the I think FD. I posted another, some more pictures of it.
For that, maybe we'll repost. Oh, I found it.
Yeah, there's like some really good photos.
Again.
Like from All I Have to Give music video. I don't know if you can see that.
Oh, okay. Yep. And then very cute, all in their colorful shirts. Yeah. And then
that's
this
when freaking Frack came as one freaking Frack.
Yeah. So it's two peas in a pod. So then, yeah.
That's
and
right.
Then, Brian and AJ sleeping on the floor in Germany, or sorry, Nick and AJ, because they were tired. And when you're tired, you sleep anywhere. There's pictures from the Backstreet's Back music video. So when they're.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they're like
special makeup.
There's some with Melissa Joan Hart.
Oh, cool. Yes, they've definitely collaborated with lots of people over the years.
I love that when they were on Sabrina. It's pretty cool.
Here's a picture with Kevin with the Spice Girls, the guys in Janet Jackson, Kevin with Elton John. Why does Kevin get all the pictures? Here is
maybe he's there. He's the Ferguson. One that they sent. I don't know.
Yep. Oh, here's the Sabrina one. So Melissa Joan Hart. Yes, very nice. There's them just being goofy weirdos.
Yes.
This
I love this because Sarah Michelle Gellar is my favorite. I loved Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and then Backstreet Boys. We're together on SNL. I was like, this is my life. I love these two together. And then I think also Angel, David Boreanaz was on there too. So I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. My favorites are on SNL. Yeah.
So the cast of Buffy the Vampire Slayer was on SNL with them. And then the Backstreet Boys performed, and apparently Howie did a separate skit on his own. Do you remember that?
It probably happened, but I don't remember. I just remember Sarah was there and then they sang. I enjoyed it.
Very nice. The crappy part about SNL, I have to say, is that they will put stuff online, but then they geo-block it from Canada. So if you're Canadian, you can't watch these clips. And it's so annoying. Occasionally, like, a clip will slip through, but for the most part, they don't, which is super annoying.
Like, you can leave it for North America. We're part of North America.
Exactly, for sure. Here's a picture of them with James Hetfield of Metallica, where Nick was very excited and trying to look cool.
This is when we learned, like, Nick was into rock music, and he loved, like... things that you're like, oh wow, a boy bander loves like different kinds of music than pop and all those things, right?
So true. And then there they are with Bruce Willis, in Madrid for some reason. So that's cool. He came to watch them. So there you go.
I love it. Other celebrities love the Backstreet Boys too. That was fun. And then even Hulk Hogan.
Yes, and Hulk Hogan. Oh wow, this was back in the day, eh?
Back in the day.
Look at Nick's dorky, like, with his crazy eyes. Hulkster. His arm is as big as my head, says Brian.
My two favorite things, wrestling and Backstreet.
Wrestling and Backstreet Boys. And then there's a picture with Wynonna Judd at the top. And is this the end? Oh, there's one more. And then this is them in Orlando on New Year's Eve. And it's a sold-out crowd, and it looks pretty cool. So,
excellent.
Very nice. Always nice to get recognition from the area that you grew up in, right? So
that's right. Because they were named after the Backstreet Market.
The Backstreet Market in Orlando.
In Orlando.
Good old Lou Pearlman. Okay, so what else? Oh, do you want to show some stuff that we have, or what do you want to do next?
Okay, wait. As the time went on, they now have a Show 'Em What You're Made Of documentary. One of our memories was we went to the premiere.
Okay, let me see if I can find
in January 30th, 2016, something like that. 2013? I don't know. It's been a while.
Yes. I think it was 23. Wasn't it like your 30th birthday?
Yes.
Yes. Month, year, whatever.
Yeah, 20. Yeah, we went for an early 30th.
Okay. Okay, let me see if I can find. Oh, we didn't take pictures of that because they didn't do a meet and greet thing.
Right.
But we did fly to LA. Do we have the picture of the?
We have pictures of LA, but we have our signs from Backstreet Boys. They took a photo of us and them and the crowd, and then you can see our signs.
And you can see our sides of the crowd. That was pretty fun. We were there. It was interesting because like they were going to do an after party. Then they decided that they weren't doing an after party. So then when we were on the flight, they're like, we're doing an after party. We're like, okay. And then we like, and it was like, even the day of, we were at the hotel and we had our like dressier outfits on. We're like, are they going to announce the after party? And then they're like, never mind, we're not doing an after party. So then we like switched to our more casual outfits because we came like prepared for that. So
yeah, I think they were like, maybe they didn't like reserve the top of the restaurant. They
didn't really plan it out.
Yeah, I don't think they planned it very well. So maybe like they thought that fans would like line up there and then they didn't want that. I don't know. So I feel like it was like something weird.
Or maybe because a lot of them live in LA, maybe it was the thing they wanted to just hang out with their friends or their famous friends. I don't know.
Just, right. They could be doing
it. Ended up being, but they had like a little thing where you like a backdrop. I'm like, you totally could have just sold VIPs that we could take pictures in front of the backdrop with them, which I feel like was a missed opportunity that Eddie and Justin did not do. But that's where I saw Eric from O-Town.
Yes, and this was like our favorite story.
This is like, so we were like waiting in the lobby for the documentary, and we're there and we're like looking, and we had made like little Kleenexes that were crying anyway in case people were going to cry, because apparently they said you were going to cry during this documentary. Anyway, so we're like there and the girls are like, okay, let's go to our seats. I'm like, but what if a famous person comes? We're in LA. Like, I was thinking Lance Bass was going to come, which shockingly he did not. I don't know why he didn't, but we're just like, okay, well maybe like someone else. And they're like, no one famous is going to be here. And then at that
point, we were waiting for a while. I feel like it was like,
and the movie was about to start. It was like less than 15 minutes from it about to start. And then I look and then I see Eric, and I was just like, it's, no, you said it's Eric.
I was like, isn't that it? And then he's just like,
so then I was like waving and like walking across the lobby, not paying attention to other
people. And then like her pointing finger like hit the window.
The glass. And I'm waving. And then I'm like, wait, is this even like two-way glass? Like, can he even see us? And then Eric has this look of like, the fuck? And then he's like looking around and he's like,
and then he's like,
me? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, okay. Like,
it was like the best.
It was hilarious and ridiculous. Yeah. Anyway, so we get back to our seats. And then he ends up coming in.
Yeah.
So now he's in and he's with this like cowboy guy who I thought, Eric wasn't with the cowboy, was he?
Jeff Timmons.
Did Eric not come in with them? Did we take a picture with Eric?
Yeah, we took a picture with Eric.
And then Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees was there with this cowboy. So we're like, oh, maybe he's like a country singer or something. I don't know. So we go to take pictures and then he insists on putting Sophia's hands on his own ass. And Sophia's like, we're like, who is this man? And then
I think it was you who he did that to, and then he bent me over for a picture. We've escalated quickly. I don't even know who you are now, but okay, I guess I'm doing this.
Those pictures didn't turn out great, but then we went outside and they were just like chilling out outside, like waiting for people to come talk to them. And then into another picture, and then he made me grab his ass, which were assless chaps, I believe. I don't feel like there was like whatever. And then Jeff Timmons gave us a business card because this was one of the strippers from Men of the Strip. And I was like, okay, I thought it was a country singer.
No, I was like, that makes more sense, because I don't know anyone who would be like, let's bend you over for a picture.
It was a very weird experience, but we're like, we'll take a picture with anyone because we didn't get one with the Backstreet Boys. So yeah, anyways, that was a...
And then we got a picture with Eric. We got a picture with Kristen Richardson,
Kevin's wife.
And then Jeff Timmons.
Yes, so there you go.
So we got everyone but the Backstreet Boys.
It was, you know, we're like, we're going for anybody at this point.
So, exactly. Yeah,
so it was fun. So we did that.
And then in the documentary, they're like, Canada. And we're like, woo! Because we were like the only ones from Canada.
No one's there. We're just wooing. Like, this theater is silent because we're watching it and the Backstreet Boys are watching behind us and the thing. And we're just like, woo! And we're like, okay, there's nothing going on here. La, 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 la.
We're excited. They mentioned Canada. We're like, whatever. Right.
And we're very briefly in the end.
Yes.
I won the concert footage.
Because of our signs. See, our signs are so good. They worked.
And in the preview that they showed on the tour, our chicken and banana costumes were also shown, but I don't think that was actually in the documentary, but we're like,
no. But when they were on the Today Show or Good Morning America, whichever one it was,
yes,
Kevin took a photo of him and the crowd, and then you can see us, the chicken and the banana.
This is okay. Speaking of that, so this was what Kevin had just come back at that point, correct?
Like, this was the first day of his return. So they did the Good Morning America rehearsals. And they're like, no photos, nothing. We're going to take so many photos. Don't worry. And they ended up taking nothing.
Nothing. So they did this they did five photos. And they're like, do everyone have your cameras down? We don't want to see cameras. So we're sitting on the floor. We're in the front row. The back, because they also didn't tell us where this was happening, which I guess was that.
I think we were like in the cab or something. We were somewhere.
No. So what had happened was they gave us, like, they're like, okay, you could buy this like meet and greet. It was like $200 or something, or like $100 for the concert. It was like a reasonable-ish.
Yes. Reasonable, then, because now it's like a gajillion dollars.
So anyway, so we went to New York. So we knew what day it was on. And there's like, this is going to be the day before our GMA show. So it's kind of like a rehearsal or something like that, whatever.
Yeah,
we're rehearsal. Like, whatever, we're going anyway, so might as well. So we ended up going, and they're like, we'll tell you like day of where it is, because I guess they didn't want randoms to just show up at this place. So we were in the hotel room, and we're just like,
yes, that's where we were, hotel.
Okay, like this thing is starting in like 4 hours. Like, where the heck are we supposed to go? So we just kept like refreshing. And then finally they like emailed us and like, okay, it's here. So we're like, all right, everybody in the cabs, let's go. So let's
we were in the hotel, yeah.
So that's why we were able to be like pretty close in line in the front. So we were sitting in the front, which is very awkward when you're older because you can't really sit.
So it was basically like an assembly when you're in school and you're in assembly sitting down.
There were no chairs.
There was nothing. And we're like in the front row. And I was like, okay, like this is going to be crazy.
So the guys were literally like, you could reach out and touch them. That's
like literally arm reach. And I'm at one point
we're like trying to cheer. And then we put our hands up and then realized that we would be touching their manhood if we kept our hands up. So we tried not to really kind of go there. And it was funny because Sophia was like taking picture of Brian, who was like there, not realizing that like Howie's crotch was right in her face. And she's just like,
I don't think I was thinking about it. I think I was just looking, because remember, we couldn't have our phones.
Yes, right, that's right. You weren't looking, and then you're just like, what?
And yes,
then
I was looking, and then like, you were like poking me, and then you're like, I was like, oh my god, I don't know what to look. There's bash boys everywhere.
And then we were like making fun of Nick for some reason. I can't remember why. And he's like, what? And we're like, what? Because we were like, oh, he can hear us because he's only like,
it's like, 5 feet when you're, away. Like, I don't know, like when you watch TV, you're like making fun of them. Or like when you're in a concert, they can't hear you, right? So you're just like talking. But like, we're not realizing that you're front row. So you really shouldn't be talking too loudly about these things. Yeah.
And then I couldn't really like cross my legs properly. And then I was like trying not to trip them with my legs. And it was just like, a disaster. Anyway, so then we go afterwards.
Oh, I'm sorry. And then this is where like I Want It That Way, Kevin sang his part, and then we're all like crying because we're like, oh my god, it's beautiful. We're all crying.
And because it was like his first, like, because I think he had maybe shown up in LA or something.
Yes, he's shown up in LA, and then he also showed up in one of the cruises we were at.
Yes, we did meet him on that and talk to him, and that was like some good moments. And he stayed for only part of it. So he stayed for our group's concert.
Oh my God. Group B. Like I said, in the previous episode, I feel like Group B got like the best end of the stick, really.
Yes. So, yeah. So anyways, it was,
but yeah, like, but we weren't like, I don't think we were going to cry, but it was like very emotional for some reason.
It was very emotional. And we're like,
then he had to redo it, I think, or like something.
He was crying. It was because he was crying, and then it caused us to cry. And
yes, like, okay. Because like, I guess when you see others cry, it's like, oh my God. Yeah.
But they didn't put any of these videos anywhere. So there's no like any sort of thing. So we had done this. So we know some of the girls, like our friend Nikki is in here as well. So we were coming in, the people beside Howie we didn't know.
So this is our first picture with Kevin. We got a hug from him this night. So his first return back, we got a hug and we got a picture like this.
So we ended up walking in and Justin's like, okay, put your bags on the ground. And we're like, well, why don't we put them somewhere? I was like, oh no, the bags won't be in the picture. As you can see, everyone's bags are in the picture.
Yes.
And then I believe it was Mike. Was Q around back then?
I think it was Mike.
They're like, okay, no hugs, whatever. And then AJ's like, not with this group. We're hugging them all. And then they're like, okay. So we're just.
It was pretty funny.
As we had met them a few times at this point, and the other girls in our group had met them and stuff. So it was like, it was good. So yeah, so that was fun.
That was a good
experience. And then after that, then we camped out overnight in Central Park.
I think that was our first time doing that.
Yes. And we were like thirsty at like 4 a.m. and I just randomly wandered the streets of New York. It did not seem dangerous to me, but it was fine. Like there was a big group of us.
But I think it was fine. I was like, whatever, we're together. But... if we die, we all die together.
Exactly. It was warm out. It wasn't that bad. So anyways, it was good. We had that. And then we basically left after that. So that is one of our.
Yes. And then obviously the Good Morning America performance we were there for. That's why we did that. It was a good performance.
Yeah, it might have been the first time we met Janae. I was trying to think if that was our first time we met Janae or not. But
no, that wasn't.
Should I just open up some of your pictures? And I'll just like we'll just randomly talk about these pictures as we go through, or sure. What do you think?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. I just thought that was cool to talk about because the Show Much You're Made Of documentary was really good.
Yes, yeah, that was really good. So that was in it. So yeah, so as you can see, we're jumping all over, guys. We're jumping.
It's just something that like clicks in your brain after you talk about something.
Yes. Do we want to show some of our stuff, or do we want to leave show and tell?
Oh yeah, okay. Well, do you want to show the picture and then maybe like
let's show pictures.
Oh, this is what happened.
Okay, so I'm just going, so this is Sophia's album, so obviously it'll be mostly Sophia. I think I'm in a few of our group shots.
Yes,
we'll see how it goes, but anyways, here. Okay, do you recall when this one was?
Okay, so this was my first time meeting the Backstreet Boys. This is when Kevin was not with them. This was on the Unbreakable tour. This was on August 14th 2008, I believe. I at this point I got them gifts because I was like, oh, I appreciate you guys so much, thank you so much for all the music that you guys have given us and great memories. And then I don't know, I got some good eye contact during sound check. They sang really well. I loved it. I had moved Brian over because he was beside Howie. So I asked, can I move you over? And Marcus, who was still the bodyguard at the time, was like, said to the people behind me, she is the only one that can move Brian. Do not ask this question anymore. And I was like, okay. Because for the first four people had... they were in front of the barricade. And then Nick was like, my back hurts. Let's go in front. So this is why I have a picture like this in the first meeting.
It's so true. Because a lot
because
of
in the second meeting in Hamilton, they had us in the they were in front of the barricade and I was like, this is not good. Because at that time they still had like they could sign autographs, take the photo. And then they still did that in Hamilton. And then I think it was like too long for them. The process was too long. So they wanted to shorten it. So then the next tour, they shortened it a lot.
For sure. So I also have a picture from that day. So I don't believe
so this day for me, I had an amazing experience. I loved it so much. I got a second VIP for Hamilton. But obviously Chinzi had a different experience than I did.
I had a bit of a different experience. They were nice. This picture always cracked me up because it literally looks like I just put my hands in my pockets to be cool. But it looks like I'm grabbing Nick and Howie's crotches. And it looks like AJ is protecting himself from me grabbing them. So I thought that was funny. Lydia also has a picture from this day I don't know where it is right now, but there's a picture. So Brian looks like a cardboard cutout because he is in the exact same position in Lydia's picture as he is in my picture. But then Nick and Lydia are like, It's like, it's cute. It's fun. But as you can see, Brian is holding something in this one. So what he is holding is this, which is the front page of the Toronto Star from Monday, January 5th, 1998. So the boys had been at Much Music, and that was my very first time being at Much Music. So I had gone, and so the newspaper decided to put me on the front cover with the title Love Fest for the Backstreet Boys. The title right here, Losing It. Chinzia DeFranco, 15, of Hamilton, holds a sign of favorite members of the Backstreet Boys yesterday on Queen Street West in front of Much Music. Girls began lining up at 3 a.m. for the 7 p.m. performance. We got there around noon, but it was January in Canada. It was very cold. So, yes. And then you can see Lydia is right here in the picture. So that's fun.
Excellent.
So this is
my for that, I wasn't able to go because at that time, my dad wouldn't allow me to do those kinds of things. So the next best thing, to watch it on television. And it was amazing.
There you go. And then this is me taking a picture behind the newspaper stand with the thing. So, yes.
Excellent.
So I got, at this event, I got the four boys to sign it. As you can see, I actually have the five signatures now, because 10 years after that, on the cruise, I was able to get Kevin to sign it.
So, oh my God, we worked so hard for you to get that, the teamwork that we did.
Yes, so teamwork makes the dream work.
Yes.
So that
and
was...
can I just say, this was good, because this was a gold package, and this is the only package they had in the beginning, which was like $260, which came to like $285 or whatever, because it was pretty good. Conversion was pretty good back then.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So now, like, looking back, you're like, wow, remember when there was just one gold package and you paid only $280?
Yes. I remember being annoyed at this, because the security guard was yelling. He said, turn around, and like yelling, and they were signing it and they were talking to me. And then when I got to the end, they're like, keep moving. I'm like, they're still signing it. He's like, keep moving. And I was like, okay. Like, it was mostly the security guard that pissed me off. Like, the boys were great and they were having a good time, but yeah.
Maybe it was Marcus, because he seems to be yelling a lot.
There was a lot of yelling. I'm like, Brian is still signing it. They're like, we're going to let you have it. I was like, but we're already, like, you're telling me to leave, but I can't grab the thing. So thankfully Lydia was behind me. It was fine. All good. So that was that.
So that was a good experience. See, as you can see, Brian is beside Howie.
So another, here's another random experience that we had. So
this was the pendant
with Nick. This was the pendant. So Nick,
as you can see, I do an excellent lean in.
She definitely does an excellent lean. So the pendant was a movie that Nick made. It's about 15 minutes long. We used to have a thing, but I think due to copyright, it got taken down. So it's like a horror movie, and we were trying to take it seriously, but we were laughing. It was,
oh my gosh, I don't know what it was, but like Trinity and I were like killing ourselves laughing.
Could not stop.
I don't know why, but we were like, I was like, I guess this is things to come.
So like basically Sophia and I and our friend Aaron had put together something for like, look, Ontario fans,
yeah, like a dinner hangout or something,
but only four people showed up,
which our Mother Lindsay Tucker's well. Place or something like that, right?
Yes, which is now in business. So we had met there, and but then I never saw like them for like the next 8 months, and this was the first time
something
I saw
like
them again.
That. And I was just I don't know I think we tried to invite you. I don't know, we must have. There's no way that we like not talking at all.
But whatever. So then anyways, because they were more active in the fan club, and I was part of the fan club, but I didn't actually go that often to chat in there. And I forgot it exists, kind of like the current fan club is the same. So basically,
but then, anyways, during this time, the fan club had a chat room.
Yes.
And that's where everyone met, basically.
I did not.
In the chat room, like we're chatting. Like, I think I met like, I met Kat and Jen, my two friends from Montreal or Quebec, in there, like... There was a lot of people that we met in there. Exactly. I want to say like, I forget their name. Sorry. It's been a while.
It's been a long time. I think that was like 2009-ish. So anyway, so we ended up going to this pendant thing, and I ended up seeing Sophia there, and I was like, oh, I know you and I know Aaron, whatever. So then we ended up like going and doing this. When we were going in to give Nick a hug, because they're making us do it in teams of four instead of two. So Erin and her sister wanted to be together. So we pretended we didn't know that it was. Anyways, they made us do four. So we ended up going in. So what is this other? You went first, right?
No, Tracy went first.
Tracy went first.
Then I did.
Then Sophia did, and whatever.
Yeah, I gave him a hug.
Yes. Then I went in, tripped on his foot as I was giving him a hug, fell backwards in the chair, and the chair went back. It was just like quite an embarrassing time to be had, but it was really funny. And then I was like, see you on the cruise in like December. And then he's like, or the concert tomorrow. And I was like, oh, right, yes. Because we were like,
or he's like, see you like, tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. And I'm like, well, I'm not doing a meet and greet for the concert.
Yeah, yeah.
This was only $80.
I thought it was pretty fun. $80. And now it's like a gajillion dollars. Like, oh my gosh. See how good we had it?
They did not give us free popcorn. I'm like, if we're at a movie theater, we should have free popcorn. And then everyone was mad because this was one of the first times people actually met Nick.
Yeah.
And they wanted to be artsy and put it in like black and white. And everyone was so mad. They're like, we want it in color. And then Justin was like, too bad. It's black and white. And it was like a whole big like shenanigans.
I think it was fine. I think also people wanted HD. I don't know. They were like saying something. The resolution wasn't good. I was like, I don't know. It looks okay to me.
It was fine. But yes. Yeah,
what else? There was something else. Yes. And then there was a Q&A. And then every time there was something, God, he would like take off his jacket or like get lost in like what his answer was going to be. And it's like, what's the question? It was funny.
It was so funny because we had watched the movie and everyone was being very respectful during the Q&A and asking him shit about movie and not talking about the Backstreet Boys.
Yes.
He was being very like, we were trying to be like, okay, we're going to not talk about music. We're going to talk about this movie. And then people were like, oh, you know, are you going to film another movie? Like a lot of stuff is filmed in Toronto and stuff. And at the time, Toronto had these like moose statues everywhere that were painted. And then he's like, yeah, you know, and they're like, how would you change something? He's like, oh, you know, if we ever like did a movie in Toronto, we could add like moose to it or something. And we're like, boo, like he thinks that Canada is all about moose, right?
They're yeah.
Like, you're such a nerd, right? Two questions later, this girl, love her. This girl from Montreal goes, hello, Nick. Yes, I'm from Montreal. And I don't have a question, but I just want to let you know that my brother has made you this peace pipe from a moose antler. Can I give it to you? And I was just like,
just like, stereotype. We were like literally, like,
so she
we're like, no,
this,
like, we're not like this.
Because he was like, you know, if it's about Canada, I'll have moose. We're like, boo, like, dude, like, we're more than moose. And then this fucking...
Yeah, it was hilarious.
It was so funny. And I had asked him a question. I can't remember the question I asked him, but he was hot and flustered and then started, like, taking off his clothes during the question. And we're like, okay, well...
Yeah, I just thought jacket. It was funny because, like, every question he's answering, he's like, what was the question again?
This is the question. He was very, like, stressed. It was cute. Yeah, it was
he's
cute.
Like,
we were, like, supporting
went him on a stuff. Tangent. I'm like, okay, this man has already forgotten what he's
answering. You had said when we went through the little autograph line, you're like, sorry I laughed at your movie, especially when the part when you
did. Yes, because at verbal that diarrhea. Time we're like verbal diarrhea, right? Like whatever.
Too funny.
Okay. I was like, that's okay. Because I was like, don't go down the doorway. Go call 911.
Basically, he comes back to his apartment and his
girlfriend's like, he's like, well, she already like bloody. Everywhere. He's not going to do anything. Nothing's going to happen. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Too funny.
I guess you're not in your right frame of mind to call 911.
I don't even know which pictures. There's so many pictures to choose from. I'm not really sure where to go with. I mean, you know what? Let's go with this one. This one was a fun one. This was at a convention. Or should we do the first? We'll do this one first. So this one was a convention that we went at to in, I don't know, somewhere in the south.
It was I don't see Canada photos, Day. I can't help you. Okay.
Yes, there's a photo. I cannot recall.
I want to say this was Knoxville, Tennessee. On
it is.
Fandom.
It is Knoxville Comic-Con.
Comic-Con, yes. So it was in something Knoxville.
Fanboy Expo, that's
what yes, it was. Fanboy okay. Expo. I knew so it was a fan.
We ended up going, it was Canada Day weekend, obviously in Canada. So that is our Independence Day or whatever. So that is July 1st and like Independence Day is July 4th. So we happened to be there. The Canada Day was falling on the Sunday where we were going to do a photo shoot. So we decided we were going to like Canadian up everything and make it like whatever, most ridiculous. So obviously we had our little like Canada flag headbands. And then what we did is we went to their booths first. AJ
we went to Howie first.
Or did we just go to Howie? I can't remember.
I think we just went to Howie. And asked them, but Howie was the first one. So he got to choose the maple syrup.
Yes. So we're just like, okay, we have a bunch of Canada props that we're going to use in our photo op. What do you want? And then Howie's like, I want the maple syrup. And then he was telling us about how he used to make, like, he makes pancakes for his kids. And wow, this is Canadian maple syrup and all this stuff. So that. Nick, yes. We had already planned to dress him up because he's pretty good. So we just put a Canadian flag tall cape on him and we gave him a hockey stick. AJ, he ended up choosing the moose stuffed animal. I thought he originally wanted the beaver. I don't know what happened. Anyways, Diane has her like Tim Hortons cup. Sophia has a beaver. I have ketchup chips and all dressed chips. And I offered,
which one do you want? This is what he chose.
Yes. So anyway, so they knew this was coming and we were near the end. And our friend Janae actually has a video of this. And I believe it's on our YouTube page. So youtube.com/boybandbreak.
And
under the shorts.
I think it was Nick.
As we came around the corner and they saw us, AJ, I believe, is the one who originally started singing in Canada from South Park. And so did Nick. And then Nick has like the stick and he's just like. Dur, dur,
dur, dur, dur, and just, then like, I think at one point, like he like Howie's. It's going well over here.
It was very funny. And then Howie's like thumbs upping. It was really funny. So this was definitely one of our favorite.
Yes, this was a very good experience. Howie was between us, but then Howie's like, no, let me go down.
It's like, I'm going down.
He made it even better. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really funny. So we have that. And then like, even when we came to pick up the picture, the guy was like, the house is the best picture of the convention.
I know. I was like, wow, that's awesome.
It was pretty funny. So that was a good one. Really enjoyed that. And let's see, there was another convention. I saw some more cons. Where did they go? Or was that on mine?
What are you asking, sir?
As you can see, there's lots of pictures that we're not going to get to. Hold on one sec. I think I saw it on mine. Maybe it was this one, yeah. So this one was a Halloween themed. This was in Atlanta?
Yes.
Yes, it was Atlanta. And it was on Halloween. So we decided we needed to get in costumes, but we needed something that wasn't going to take up a lot of space. So we got animal onesies. I think
the Backstreet Boys were playing on Friday night.
Yes. As you know about Nick, he sometimes cancels conventions. So he's kind of like a flighty guy at times. And I get it. He's busy. He has a lot of commitments and stuff. But if you're committing to a convention, you should probably show up. So anyways, we weren't going to go to this one. We're like, oh my God, it's in Atlanta. We have to fly. But the Backstreet Boys were doing a concert on the Friday. So we're like, okay. So for sure, Nick will be in town. So we will go to this convention.
Yes.
So we ended up going and we didn't get the Friday pass because our flight came in late. So I don't think we even got there until like 4 or 5.
Yeah, I think it was late. Yeah.
Late. So we ended up, I don't know if the 3-day pass was sold out or we just thought it'd be a waste of money because we're stupid. So
thought maybe Nick wouldn't go on the Friday, but then he ended up going Friday.
Right, because the con was open from like 4 to 8 and their concert was at like 7, but it was like an hour away. So we're like, oh, he's not going to go. But he ended up going, which was annoying because we missed that. But anyways, and then we got in this Uber to drive us to this concert. And as we're getting into the Uber or Lyft, it might have been a Lyft. Sophia is not actually in the car.
I was like, oh my God, can I just get inside?
This lady starts driving away. Sophia is hopping because one foot is in the car. Oh, and she's like, excuse me, can I get in the car, please? And the lady's like, oh, what? And we were like, she was just a weirdo. Very weird. Honestly, like they always say, like, don't get into cars with strangers. And now we have like Uber and Lyft and all those other ones that
I know. Like, we're just like very trusting, apparently.
Calling strangers. So she seemed fine. Apparently, she wasn't even wearing shoes. Our friend Amanda was in the front seat and she was like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, it was an interesting experience. So then that was fine. So then we had made these little like Beanie Baby like things. The other side said tie, and we had like, we were like making up things to say. So this was on the Saturday we were going to take this picture. We were originally going to take it on Sunday. We find out that Nick is not going to be at the con on Sunday, that he was leaving. So his was something about him.
I think it's like, sorry.
I can't read it. I think he sucks because he's leaving on Sunday is what we wrote in his. Because we had left his blank and did not write anything. And then we're like, whatever. So then we're like, we shouldn't write this. I was like, he's not going to read it, guys. Like, it's fine. We're just going to put this on there. It's fine. So we go in as opposed, he just, when he sees me, he just stands there and I dress him up. So I put on little like Mickey Mouse ears. And then I clipped this thing. I had it on a hair clip. I clipped it to his jacket and he's like, whatever. And then he takes the one picture. Then he looks and he fucking read it. And I was like, what the hell? We're like, ah, sorry. We're calling
and
it
then
out.
And then we all opened it as well. So we're like, okay, I guess the change of plans.
Because we ended up getting two pictures. So we got one with it closed and one with it open.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
Yeah. So that was a funny.
And then you took it off. And then he asked me, how does my hair look? I'm like, it looks fabulous.
He's like, did she mess up my hair? And you're like, no, it's fine. You're looking.
It looks great.
Oh, Nick. Yes.
There's one over here.
Oh, no, no. Which one are you talking about?
Yeah, ones? On our, oh, mine. One? There's one where that we, one's that one's a good one.
That's a good one of us with Nick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, in yours, you said?
Yes. We do the running one.
Oh, there's the first one. This is the one where.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And he was looking miserable because he had just, it was like, it's funny. He likes to do the thing where he does like miserable face and then laughs. It's pretty funny. Yes. So that's our friend Amanda.
He's into the things. He really likes it when fans do that, I find.
Do we have the cheese?
So there's the one that we're pretending to like run after the Backstreet Boys and they're like, so, and they're doing it too.
Oh, I think it's
there. Yeah, there it is.
This is it. So this one is one of my favorite. And I know we've talked about this before, but no one's
listened to 289. It's also one of my favorites. It's so good.
So this is in Ottawa. So we had, was this the first one we did or did we start with the other pictures? This was the first one.
No, this is the first one.
Because we had, there's three of them. So there's this one. We have a nice one where we're just nice. And then we have one where we're spelling DNA. Or
I think we did DNA and then the fan one and then the nice one.
Okay, so we're attempting to spell DNA with the bodies. Okay, so this, we practiced this before we went there, but again, you have five guys who are not paying attention and probably not.
And I just want to say, Kevin is always into these things. He's like, yep, we're going to do it the way that you're saying it. He was trying to help me explain to Nick. Like, I was like, we're doing an N with our body. That's literally what we're doing. And then this Nick is like, yes, here you go. This is how they are.
Yes. So basically,
and to be fair, there wasn't a lot of space and room. So.
And we're talking really quick and trying to get things organized. So I tend to shout out things. Kevin tries to translate it. The girls kind of just quietly go. Sophia,
so then we're like talking about it. This is what we're doing. We're like, so this has been a great show. Thank you so much. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So Howie is supposed the second to, leg. All he needed to do was just put his arms down. He was just the D of the DNA. But for some reason, he put his hands out because I don't know what kind of weird D he was making. Yes. Kind of looks like an O. But yeah, so Diane was making the D part. Kevin, excellent MVP. He's a nice, straight
like
man.
He was into it. He was helping me. Like, thank you, Kevin, so much.
And there's not a lot of space here. So like,
yeah, it's
Sophia,
hard.
And it's not like Sophia could have put her body on an angle. Like, I guess she could have like gone like this. Nick is okay-ish, but there's not enough space for that to look like an N. AJ and I kind of got the A going on. We have like the high five, the thing. And then Brian was the DNA molecule. It would be nice if his ankles were crossed, but I didn't. I'm like, I will accept this. So this is supposed to spell DNA, guys.
That's it was a good try. I thought it was great. It's a great memory to have.
So basically, when you get the VIPs, you get one picture. But if there's three of you, you can get three pictures and do different poses. Or you could. I don't know if they're still allowing that, but yes. So that was that one. This was, wrong way. That was the nice fan one where we're just like, yay. I don't know what the hell I'm doing, Howie. And just really away from Kevin here. And then this one was the funniest one. So we're originally the plan was the boys were going to be running and the three of us were going to be chasing them. not actually running like the pig. But when we got there, they made us like intersperse with them.
Yes.
I was like, that doesn't really work with this thing, this theory, but it worked so well because now we're like, just look scared like we're chasing you. And they're like, yeah, this is fun. So then like Howie's like, rrr, and then Diane's there. And then Kevin's like, oh, and Sophia's
like, Kevin, like again, like MVP of this because he was so into it.
Look at his face. It's like fucking amazing. Too.
Nick was into it.
Sophia is like trying to grab him. But again, since we don't have a lot of space, she's basically right up against Nick, which, you know, is not a terrible position to be
in. Hey, I'm not complaining.
Not complaining. AJ's got a little running foot up. And then I went to go grab Brian's leg, but I misunderestimated how to get to his leg. I would need to go down. So when I go to go down, I tripped and I ended up headbutting Brian in the asshole. So Brian's head was it, and then so
I feel like this is why I'm laughing a couple times with Backstreet Boys.
Yes. So this is me grabbing apparently very high on his upper thigh. So maybe that's why he got the Brian face there. He was just like, I've just assaulted him in his asshole. Yeah. And now I'm grabbing his thigh. And I am laughing hysterically and I'm bright red. So yeah, so there you go. So
this is one of our best ones. This one, the Canada Day one.
Such a funny picture. So that was, and there's like a fucking tractor in the background of this. Like,
it's great.
I just want to say that this was a very last minute VIP. Yeah. So originally they didn't have a VIP for Ottawa. And unlike the other DNA shows, which were like individual shows, this was at a festival. So then they weren't really sure how this was going to work. Like, cause you're supposed to have a special like circle area that you stayed in, whatever. So I don't know if they originally didn't put it on sale or we weren't going to get the special seating area or what.
Maybe we weren't going to get the pit area.
Yeah. So we're just like, that's a lot of money for this. Like if we're just getting the picture. But then at the last minute, they were like, no, just kidding. There's a special area for you guys. We're like, okay. So we ended up buying the tickets last minute. And it turned out that this pit area was literally like right at the stage. It was raised above the crowd. So we had our own little thing and it was less than 100 people.
And it was great. We could actually move so around. Good. We never were able to do that.
Because the boys were like in a circle around us or on the stage. So we could actually move around. We could sit. We could do that. So we didn't actually have to spend all day standing there at this festival. We actually got to experience the festival, go eat food, go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Like,
this is so much different.
Get drinks. It was like awesome.
It was really good. I would 100% do that one again because it was exactly. So good.
Me too.
We ran into a bunch of our friends there. And then we were hanging out with Mike during the concert and it was just like Mike, the security guard. Sorry for people who don't.
When you go to concerts, yes, you want to see the boys and you're with your friends, but also the bodyguards, right? Like you have like a rapport with them now.
And then apparently CJ from Three Deep was there. I didn't see him, but I did see him in Toronto. So yes.
And then we did the DNA.
Oh, Vegas.
Oh, sorry. We did the BSB. Vegas residency.
Yes. So here is a normal picture.
We went twice on March. We went on March break for three days
in a row, right?
Yes. So we did three. I think we did three shows, right?
I believe so.
But we didn't do a meet and greet for that one.
No.
Then we went to the BSB Las Vegas residency for Easter, Canadian Easter weekend. Which is Wednesday, yes. Friday. I believe we just went. We did three shows that one too, right?
Is that the one where Lydia and Paula and my mom came to that one? The Easter one, yes. We did that.
Yes.
So here's a picture
of this. And then we did a meet and greet for the Easter one.
Yes.
And then I want to show this. Okay, talk about
very cute. So that was the cups that we got. Show the cup again. Ooh, so that's what you could get. You got a fancy drink, you could get to keep the souvenir cup.
Yay!
So for this one, I was like, you know what? Poor Howie gets the shaft. He's not like the most favorite member of like thing. He's kind of off to, usually he's at the end of the pictures, whatever. So we had gone to a Howie VIP the night before at some of the Paris nightclub or something.
I thought it was in the arena, like the venue. Wasn't it in Scotiabank?
No, it was upstairs. No, this is in Vegas.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
So we had seen Howie. Remember you took the picture?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was Paris. Yes.
Yes, so we were at the Paris nightclub. So anyways, we said to Howie, we were like, hey, tomorrow we have a VIP. Is it cool if we pick you up? And he's like, sure. I'm like, okay. So again, so we did ask, and I asked him again in the moment, hey, Howie, are you still cool with us picking you up? And he's like, sure. So then we go to pick him up. I'm like, okay, guys, we're picking up Howie. No one did anything. No one at all.
You can see my hand.
Like, what? So at this point, I was like, all right, man, I'm going in. And as you can see, me and Howie are similar in height. He's a little bit taller, but not by
much. I've been just like touching his shoulder, like, yeah, that's okay.
So I went in and I grabbed him and lifted him up.
Then I lifted him up with my hand, as you can see, my hand is there. And then Nick is just smiling.
Holding the legs. And then Nick's like, oh, is somebody grabbing my ass? We're like, nobody's grabbing her. Oh, I want to grab Howie's ass. Like, it was just like a ridiculous thing. Diane looks very grossed out holding his shoes.
And then Brian's like, I'm going to hold some of his shoe. Like, oh my God.
And then Kevin is just supporting me and our child, Howie, has been like,
hey. It's very entertaining. He's just like holding your shoulder, like, or his shoulder, yes, like patting on you, yes.
It was pretty funny. And then because it was Easter, we wanted them to wear the things, and they're like, no, no props. We're like, okay, well, then we'll just wear our own. So then we wore bunny things and made like little bunny. Nick has weird teeth going
on
here.
The best. He was enjoying this one as well.
That was fun.
Is there a 20th anniversary?
Yeah, it stands alone.
Yeah.
So this one we were in. This was the Florida Georgia Line concert.
Here
in Boston. This was another chaotic. We're running and changing pictures. So then this was just like the normal picture.
It's very quick. VIP is very quick.
You got to get in and out very
quickly. In and out very quickly, yes.
We mentioned this in our last episode. I'm just going to do an aside to tell you about that. So after the Backstreet Boys cruise, was that the 2011 cruise?
Yes.
So it was like me, Sophia, Aaron, and Lindsay, and we had ended up going to Disney. And our friend Aaron is a big Disney fan, and she's like,
my first time ever.
It was Sophia's first time. I had been, but we always used to do Disney on the cheap. There was no extras. It was like, you go into the park, whatever. She's like, no, we need to have a character breakfast. And we're like, okay. Or lunch. I think it was a lunch.
Lunch.
I'm like, okay, sure. So the one we went to, there was all like the characters from Cinderella were there.
Which is my favorite.
So it was cute. It was nice, whatever. And then the characters come around to your tables and take pictures and stuff. So they came to our table, and we were fucking exhausted because we had just come back from the cruise the day before. Really didn't sleep much because we were so hype. It was just like, we were tired. So we're there, and Prince Charming comes, and we go and take pictures, and we get in, grab our picture. The next person gets their picture. Like, we do it really fast. And he goes, oh, wow, that was fast.
Pros at taking photos now, right?
Like, right? Because when you're with the Backstreet Boys, you need to get your picture quick and then get out so the next person can go, or the guys might leave, right? So he's like, wow, that was fast. And then I can't remember who said what line.
I think it was me. I think it was like, yeah, we're going in and out very quickly.
And no, I said, oh, I know. I said, we do boy bands.
Yes.
And then we go, we do boy bands, in and out very quickly. And then Aaron was wearing a hoodie, the Backstreet Boys hoodie, on her butt. So and she said, Backstreet, and pointed to her ass, which where she was pointing to the Backstreet Boys hoodie logo. Whoa. But all Prince Charming heard was, we do boy bands, in and out very quickly, Backstreet. And the look of pure horror on this poor man's face, like he was just like, and we're all staring at him and he's staring at us. And we're like, oh no, we go to a lot of boy band events and we have to take our pictures quickly. He's like, oh, okay. And then he like left.
I'm like, okay, I'm out of this now. Bye-bye.
I was like, we've traumatized Prince Charming.
It was pretty funny. I was like, wow.
Very funny. Which, by the way, I'm just going to show you really quick all these hoodies that I brought down, because this is a thing that I collect. So this one is the BSB Vegas one.
Yes.
So it has like the Vegas-y things. It on the side, it has like the card things, like when you're a card. Why can I think of the word here?
Card.
Deck of cards, all the
stuff. Yes, deck of cards, like the heart, the spade.
Yeah. Okay, they've all fallen on the ground. So this is the BSB DNA one. So this is one of the last ones I got. I don't think I've actually ever worn this one. It's pretty cool. It has little DNA strands inside. That's fun. This is my least favorite cruise hoodie because it's white. Like, who does white? So that's BSB. This one, and we didn't even end up going to Grand Turk because it ended up being bad weather, so we didn't go to that. So that's that cruise hoodie. This one's one of my favorite ones. This one is the 2013 cruise, the 20th anniversary. They decided to go hot pink.
That's the 20th, right?
Yeah, so that one's good.
Yes, and we got a goodie bag, and it had like the bottle, the 20th anniversary bottle.
Yeah.
I think and it's like some stickers, so that was fun.
This one I didn't like as much. This is from the first cruise. It was because it was gray, but I like the colors. So that's the Backstreet Boys 2010 cruise. This one's another Vegas one. It's just in gray. Same thing. Oh my God, I'm getting caught. This one is one of my favorite before I used to wear at work all the time. So this one is from the, but it was also like kind of inappropriate because like 90% of the people on these cruises are women.
Yes.
But I liked it because it was a black hoodie. But this one is the 2011 cruise. So as you can see, there's a topless mermaid on it. It's kind of a cute look, whatever. But then on the front, it has an anchor. Except the anchor is very bulbous and looks like dicks. So everyone was like, why are you wearing Backstreet Boys dicks on your hoodie? And I was just like, that's an anchor. And they're like, mm-hmm. And then why is the back a naked lady? I was like, okay. No, why are you wearing this? I don't know. This was, we got this on one of the cruises as a prize.
Yes.
Oh, I did have the cup for Vegas.
Oh, nice. So yeah, we have like some fun things that we got over the years. Us,
like wine glasses.
Yes, I have that as well.
We got straws one time. This
yes, I still have that.
The fan.
Okay. So some pretty cool things over the years that we've gotten.
This is like a commemorative ticket.
Yes.
So that was kind of cool. Random autograph I got from when there was only four of them.
Yes, because at that time they still gave autograph
things. Yes. Yeah. Now they're kind of over that. Howie D lip gloss, 100 kisses when those came out.
Yes, we took a few photos with him. Well, I took a couple photos with him with the chopstick, one in Vegas, and one recently. Where was I? Where I was like, oh, yes, I went to the 90s con, and I was like, I still have your chopstick. And he's like, yeah, I have one more. And then I have one as well. And then I was like, yeah, I gave you one in Vegas. I'm like, oh yeah, maybe that's you. Maybe that's the one that I have.
Yeah, I still have a couple. We were volunteering and helping to give those out. Or Sophia,
yes.
Is that one of the?
We had like a huge bag, and then we were giving everybody out. Yeah, because Howie's street team for his solo album, I think his name was Ryan. He was very nice.
Yes, he was nice for sure. And then the last item that I
bought. Oh, yes. And then when we went to like after parties for Nick and Howie, because they would do it, they would do a couple of them after the tour. They would give out his Nick's album and then Howie's album.
Howie's album.
I guess like they didn't think we wanted Howie, so they would always give Nick's. So then we had like four after like after like, parties.
We have some Howie ones. Yeah. No, that was cool. Yeah. That was a fun after party.
Thing yeah.
Too. And this is the last thing I have. I did not specifically acquire this. I don't know if you can see it.
Yes, that's
but
cool.
This is one of those like gold record things. So yes. This one is certified 5x platinum. So this was presented to Energy 108, which was one of the radio stations I used to work at, to commemorate the sale of over, it has fallen, I think it's like 500,000 copies of the Backstreet Boys debut album. So, oh, and then over 100,000 units of the Backstreet Boys, the video as well.
Very nice.
Yeah, so that was fun. So that's kind of like the coolest thing that I have, I think.
There's yeah, I just wanted to share a few things that I have. Yeah, there's more sure. things that I have in storage, but.
For sure. This was Sophia's like, you have 5 minutes, go grab some stuff. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yes.
But yeah, sorry, back to this picture, which totally went off the tangent here. So this is just like a nice one of us. And then we were making some joke inside about the cheese stands alone, which is
so
like,
Diane doesn't know that that's a song.
She had never heard.
So like, I know that it's a song because I always sing it to my children at work. Like it's a story, like we sing it in the story. It's in like a book. So we were saying it, we read it, that kind of thing.
Yes.
So then Diane was like, oh, I didn't realize that's a song. Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
So this was more kind of making fun of. So basically, so our theme behind this was that everybody loves Nick. And yeah. I know Nick is always, not everyone, but like a mass majority. So most people want to stand in the center with Nick. So what we decided, it would be funny to give him a thing that says the cheese stands alone and have him in the center by himself where we were with the other guys. Because we just thought it was funny. So, sorry. We had started off with this one, which was the boys all... I've messed this up. So we started with the normal one.
Yeah.
We started with the normal one. And then we said, hey, we have some signs. This was back when they were allowed to have signs. So then we're like, Nick, everyone always wants pictures with you. You're standing by yourself this time. We're going to take pictures of the other guys. And we're like, you're going to hold this sign. So he saw it, the cheese stands alone. He had it above his head. He was laughing.
Yeah.
Then right when the picture came down, and we had left space for him on either side of the cheese for him to put his hands. But of course he has to forgive the words because this is what he does when he gets a sign. So he had it up. He's laughing. We're with the other guys. And then he like takes it down and does like serious face. Like I'm sad the cheese is standing alone type thing. So we thought that was funny. And then to make him feel better, then we went to, like, not to make
him then we all better, went to him and to then be. The other guys
we went,
held the
so then we all went to him and we said, we're always holding signs for you guys. You're going to hold signs for us. So like Kevin is holding Diane in a heart. Chinzia is D-bomb. Sophia's number one fan, hashtag Team Wiley Canada. And then AJ is holding I Love Canadians. And then we're all hugging Nick and the boys are like our fans. So this was like a fun little photo shoot.
Yes. The Backstreet Boys account tweeted this with Howie holding the I Love Canadians sign.
Yes, because as we're leaving, they're like, can Howie hold this sign? And we're like, okay. So then he held the sign and they were coming to Montreal like 2 days later or something.
Yes, something
so
like that.
They were like, oh, we're on our way to Canada. And then it had like Howie with the sign. So.
And then you see Diane behind him, like far away, yes. But behind him, yeah.
Yeah, so it was that. That was a fun one. So, yeah. Trying to think of...
There's ones on the cruises. Other... I don't know. Are they there, the ones on the cruises?
Oh, one yeah, of our cruises. Here's one of them. So this one is one of the cruises. And it was, again, it was on May 4th. So it was May the 4th be with you, like Star Wars Day. So we decided we were going to do Star Wars themes. So we brought, like, lightsabers. But again, they made you put two more people. So we actually ran into our friends, which my mind is a blank right now. Angel?
Yes.
And
Crystal?
Crystal. Yes, that's it. So we were like, and we were so seasick this day. Like the waters were so rough. Like we were supposed to go to Grand Turk and it was so bad that they had to like divert us to a different place. So we ended up not going there. So I'm feeling very nauseous on this thing. And I'm sure the boys were too. And by the time we get up there, so we're like, okay, this is great because we're going to have Star Wars-y stuff. Well, of course, now the boys are dressed as pirates, which worked out good for us because they have swords and they have like a little pistol thing and stuff like that. So then we said to the two girls, we're like, hey, we need two people in our picture, but it's going to be a weird picture. Are you guys okay with that? And they're just like, yeah, that's fine. So they were very on board because they're like,
yeah, they were game. People.
And we said, you know, like, you guys can stand next to Nick if you want, because they're like, really? And we're like, yeah, that's fine. We're just going to like, whatever. So like, okay. So it says May the 4th be with you and also with you because we're Catholic and that's it was amusing in my head when we wrote
it. It was very funny. Kevin really enjoyed it. I forget what he was saying because I was like, May the 4th be with you. And then he said something, but I totally like, I don't remember, but yeah, he laughed about it. He thought it was very funny.
It was really funny. So we were like kind of nearish the end and we kind of there.
And then I think Nick at one point was like, Yes, I have a sword.
I have a sword. So they're like, the girls are being like kidnapped by Nick, and then we're all like fighting them. I don't know. It was just kind of like, yeah, it was just a funny. We're having like serious faces and stuff. And then like Brian has the pistol. So Sophia's like, whatever, I'm going to hit you with this lightsaber anyways.
So it was like to the death. And I guess, I don't know. In the line, we were talking a lot about it, like what we're going to do. And then I guess I forgot like when we were like, we're supposed to do an angry face. So I was like, whatever, I'm just going to do a smiley face.
It was funny. It was fun. It was cute. So we did that. And then as we're leaving, we're like hugging the guys as we go. And then Nick's just chatting with Justin. And we're like, and Diana are like, what the fuck? We're getting it. So then I just poked him in the ass with a lightsaber and he turned around. So we got
that. Yes, before the photo, this happened.
I think it was when we were leaving the photo because we were at
I thought it was before.
We were just like, it was just amusing to us.
Yeah, I think when you're tired, just do whatever, so like whatever. Like verbal diarrhea, really like things that maybe you wouldn't usually do. Oh, there it is. Yeah, there's the other one.
Then there's this one. So this one was our friend Cynthia and our friend Luz.
Yes, this is where we got this, the 20th anniversary.
Yes, so that's the 20th anniversary one. Yes. So I don't know where we came up with the angel and devil. We just thought it'd be kind of fun. We were looking for stuff in the dollar store and there was some stuff. So we're like, all right, cool. So we ended up getting.
Yeah, because I think we're like, oh, let's make a fun one. Because I think at this point we didn't have any fun ones.
Yes. So we're like, okay, we're going to do fun. So we ended up getting like angel things and we gave them the option of angel or devil. And then Brian, I gave him like devil, but instead of red, it was gold horns. It was very weird. I was like, you get this one. So then we were like doing this.
But then I offered Kevin, do you want angel or devil? And he's like, I'll take the devil. I'm like, okay.
It was pretty funny. Yes. And then
I didn't know, I guess Diane and I didn't know how close we were. So like, we were like bumped into each other.
Well, it's kind of the spacing is kind of Nick.
Yeah.
So also in Diane's hand, she has Captain George McDuck was another inside joke we had with our friend Jenna.
Yes.
Sherelle, and it was like this duck we got in Niagara Falls. So anyways, we ended up having that. So Diane's like them. And then Diane's like, which one do you want? And he's like, turn around. And then we're like, what the hell? Like, it was just really funny. So it was just shenanigans as per usual.
And then I was like, hey, this is a really good photo of Kevin and I. Like, we're almost on the same height.
Yeah, that actually looks very couple-y. It looks very good. Yes. So yeah,
I guess it helps to be with there's no space available. It helps. See?
And we're like, Diane, you get Nick. And she's like, I get Nick. I don't have to fight for Nick. We're like, no, we're all because like Cynthia's and AJ got
gal. I think because we also like got like so many photos with Nick or like.
Yeah, and, so we're like, you get him. We're doing our own thing. So yeah, so there's one more cruise picture, is there not? Am I crazy? Oh my God, Dick Splash.
Yes.
We should talk about Dick Splash.
We shall. So, let's do it. It's not Dick Splash to them. It's rolling the dice because we cannot say it.
Yes.
We did tell Leanne on the Wiley bus.
Yeah. So we're going to this could probably be our last picture, I think, because we got a lot of. Yeah, because I feel like we're over an hour and 16 minutes.
To be fair, it's been a long time. 31 year anniversary, 27 years of fandom. Come on.
We haven't even scratched the surface on some of the events that we've done. It's like, it's just funny. So anyway, so what ended up happening was the boys were in a movie called This Is the End, but they were only in the very end scene. I believe they were also doing I Want It That Way, was it not?
Yes, in the end. Yes, they did Backstreet's Back.
Oh, was it Backstreet's Back? Okay, well, whatever. Yes. Anyway, so they knew some people had seen the movie that they're like, oh, the Backstreet Boys are making an appearance in this weird-ass Jay Baruchel, Seth Rogen movie. Okay, let's go see it at the drive-in. This Is the End. I'm pretty sure it's called This Is the End. Anyway, so we were there.
Sorry, yeah.
The movie. And it was a double feature with a Superman movie. So we're not paying attention to the Superman movie at all. And we're just like, just chit-chatting, looking at other people. This one man is pissing in bushes. And we're like, what the hell is going on? Because it's driving, right? So then we hear this one kid, like, bully Superman. And it was like, blah, blah, Dick Splash. We're like, she's calling him Dick Splash? We're like, what the hell? So we thought this was hilarious. So then we, just started using that as an insult internally with our friend group. Diane put a bunch of, Dick Splash alarms on my phone. Then when we were on this tour, Jesse McCartney was opening for them. And he had some, I can't remember what the song was, but he was basically like rolling the dice.
Shake
or something. So we thought this was hilarious. We're like, oh, we can make this the dick. So shake.
And I know, this could be the dick splash.
So this became a thing that we just
handshake
started.
Handshake or whatever.
Like a secret handshake.
A gesture. Each other,
like a dick splash gesture. We just thought it was funny and ridiculous. So then when we're here and they were like, shit, we need to think of an idea of what to put in the thing. We're like, holy shit, let's make them do dick splash.
But we'll say it's rolling the dice.
But we won't tell them that it's dick splash. We're going to say it's because, like, oh, you're going to Vegas. I can't remember what sort of stupid idea. But anyways, they're like,
and Diane didn't want to, like, say it because she's like,
I'm not saying anything. I'll do the gesture. But if you guys want to, like, do
it, we're like, okay, we'll say it. No problem.
They're like, not a problem. Sophia will go first and talk to the end. I'll talk to this end. Everything's good. So then we had said to Justin, we're like, hey, is it cool? We have like a weird thing. Can we just do the three of us? And so they were doing groups of like 3 to 5 people, 4 or 5 usually, but we're like, can we just do 3? He's like, hey, yeah, not a problem. But Kevin was chit-chatting with Nikki? I can't even remember.
I don't remember. It might have been.
He was chit-chatting with another girl. And she wanted a tattoo. So he was like signing his signature on her arm. So he was taking time. And Justin's like, okay.
So it would have been the three of us if he wasn't that.
And this
so
would have made sense. Instead, he put these two unsuspecting people with us.
I think it was Josh. Yeah.
Might have been Josh. This girl, I don't know. We cut off the other girl. She's in the picture, but they were on either side of Howie. So basically, we like go up and we're about to tell them about rolling the dice. So we go up and I'm wearing like a shirt with like a bunch of like kisses on it for Howie for like 100 kisses. So I'm like, hey guys, whatever. And then Nick goes,
because he had an album she's come out. 100. He had 100 he had the kisses album song.
Yeah. Right. So he's like, oh, she's wearing 100 kisses for you. And then I whip back to Howie. I'm like, yes, I am. And I somehow like throw my tits in his face. I don't know what the fuck I was doing. I was just like, and meanwhile, I was like, okay, guys, we're going to do this thing where we're going to look like we're rolling dice. That's our thing. We're like, you know, for luck, we're rolling the dice. You guys just announced that you're going to do Vegas. Like, and they're like, okay. And Howie's like, okay, sure. And Howie was on board, but then these two other girls came in. So then he wasn't. So then Sophia goes to AJ.
Yeah. So I went to AJ and I was like, oh, we're going to do rolling the dice. Like we're in Vegas. We're rolling the dice. And then he's like, yeah, I get it. And then I'm like, okay, we have to explain to Kevin what we're going to do in the picture. So Kevin comes back and then we explain it to Kevin and Kevin's like looking at us like we have two heads, like what are we doing, what is this? So I don't know, maybe we explained it better and then he got it. So then like we roll the dice and then like I don't know, some of us are like very intense.
Some of us, like Nick, is like very firmly grasping down by his girl. I'm laughing. We're all, AJ's like very excited, like Kevin's serious, like Sophia's in there rolling. So we're all kind of rolling this dice, right? Yes. So then we're now like leaving and we're hugging. And then was it AJ? Kevin goes to AJ. He's like, I don't understand what we just did. He's like, it's going to look so stupid. It's going to look like we're, and at that point I was like, we're jerking off. Which,
and that was whatever. Like the first time like AJ's like smiling, showing teeth. He was really into it.
He was very into it. But he's like, we're going to look like we're jerking off. I was fucking dying.
We were all laughing. I was like, oh my God, okay, we're just going to walk away now.
We're just like, okay, we're just like nuts. So I guess like sometimes when they see us, like, oh, it's the crazies again. So yeah. So
to be fair, like after like taking so many like normal pictures, we're like, let's take some fun ones.
Yes.
Oh, and as you can see, I'm always here about the lean. If you notice some of these pictures, I'm always leaning into the guy, like this one. This is
one of the, yep, right in there. Was this with the Brian's Healthy Heart Club thing?
Or? Yes, this was the Brian Healthy Heart Club. We did the photo booth.
Very cute.
It was there's a lot
like
of fun.
CD sign. There's so many good cruise things. Okay, we'll have to do another episode.
We did day. VIP meet and greets. We have Comic Cons. We should talk about the last one that we did. Oh, can you move scroll up maybe? Is there like a last photo that I did? I don't know if I put it there yet. Anyways, after like 4 years of craziness or 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's not there. I think it's on my just my profile photo. But anyways, after like 3 years of craziness with COVID, we finally got to see them again. There it is. Like this was very well money well spent, because after like the craziness and because the childcare setting was wild during these 3 years of COVID times, and I was like, yes, this is a very nice thank you to myself.
Yeah, so this was at Darien Lake.
Yes.
So we're standing in line backstage to get in to get our pictures. And Mike goes, okay, so just so you know, there's no hugging and there's no kisses. And I'm like, excuse me? And he's like, no hugging and no kisses. I was like, I'm sorry, were kisses an option? And he's like, I don't know. Some people, I'm like, you would never told us this option in the past. Now we can't kiss them. He's like, there's no hugging and no kissing. I'm like, can we do this to you, Mike? And he's like, no. Like, it was just very funny. It was like, we were killing ourselves laughing. And I was so nervous because it had been several years since we had seen the boys. And I was just like,
yeah, like three. I did feel like it was like 3 years, like 2.5 years, something like that.
A zillion times. But then they also had Keith at the front as a security guard. And he is very mean. And like serious, and he was just like, blah, 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 blah. It's like, don't touch them, don't do anything. So we're just like, what the fuck are we supposed to do? So I was just gonna be like jazz hands leaning back, but I just felt like so fucking, oh, I'm not even showing that tap, sorry.
This one, I asked them for a huggy pick, but I guess like I said, Kevin is like an MVP. Because yeah. I was like, Kevin, can I do a huggy pick? Or I asked Nick and Kevin, can we do a huggy pick? And he's like, yeah. And then Kevin's like, huggy pick. And then I guess they didn't listen or they they don't understand instructions. So, but I was like, thank you, Kevin. At least you tried with me.
You're just like, it's Sophia. It kind of looks like they're.
So, yeah, I was like, this is beautiful. I'll take the photo. It doesn't matter.
Here's mine.
After 2.5 years, we will take it.
Yeah, for sure. And here's me be like, oh, look at me. I was like, let's put up our hands. And then Brian just did it. No one else did. And I was like, okay.
So I was like, do you not understand instructions? Like, I don't understand what's going on here.
Yeah. So we're like, okay, it is what it is. But it was like very
funny. Yeah, it's fine. It was fine.
It was fine. So anyways, there's some of our stories over the years of our various things, meeting the guys. Tell us.
Feel free to take a look. To go to Facebook, Instagram, they're all there.
They're there. We got lots of pictures.
I just put them all in one place because after a while you're like, oh, where are all the pictures?
I am the worst for finding these. So yeah. So anyways, long story short, congratulations.
We are so thankful for the Backstreet Boys. Happy 31st anniversary. Thank you for the music and memories and friendships.
Exactly. We've had so many fun people over the years because of them. We've had so many fun moments with the boys. We had so much great music. So like we've met so many of you guys as well over the years at various events. So like tell us what in the comments what your favorite memory of the Backstreet Boys, if you've met them, or your favorite song or something, your favorite thing about the Backstreet Boys in the last 31 years. So happy anniversary, boys, and we hope to see you all again soon.
And here's to many more years and many more years. Albums and music and tours and concerts and all fun times ahead.
For sure. Hopefully they'll announce another tour next year and have like a big thing there. That would be fun.
Yes, because so Ava keeps mentioning there's this huge thing that he can't mention. And then every time he mentions it, apparently Brian gets mad at him. So
something they've never done before, blah, blah, blah. But also we take AJ with a grain of salt.
Yes. Go in with low expectations. So maybe what he thinks is a big thing may not be a big thing to us.
Yes. Who knows? Maybe they might redo the Millennium concert, or maybe they might tour with NSYNC, or maybe they might go with the Spice Girls they've been talking about for years. Or
yeah, you never know. It could be anything, really.
Remember their 25th anniversary, they were going to do such big things, which they did not, but one of the ideas they had was to do like a week worth in
yes, Orlando. Brian's idea was to go to Orlando and then one day each do an album each day.
Like they would perform the full album. Like when we were on the last cruise, they did the whole, was it Millennium that they did?
They did, yes.
They did the whole Millennium album on the cruise and it was
really good.
It was so good, such a good show. So who knows what they're up to? And we just know that as they say, as long as there'll be music, they'll be coming back again.
And we will go anywhere for you.
And there's no place We'd Rather Be than at a Backstreet Boys concert.
All right. On that note, I think it's time to say goodbye.
All right. Thanks for taking a break with us, guys.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.